On Monday, the five members of the Federal Communications Commission are set to vote on a proposal that would ease restrictions on who can own broadcast television stations and how many they can own. Opponents of the change say it would allow a handful of companies to consolidate control over the U.S. media. Supporters say the economics of television have changed and that the rules as they stand threaten the financial viability of the broadcast networks. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Up until the 1980s, one of the fundamental economic rules of broadcasting was that there was only so much space on the dial. Americans had only so many stations they could listen to or watch. Newton Minow was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission during the Kennedy administration.
I felt that the government's main purpose in broadcasting should be to enlarge and provide as much choice as possible for the listener and for the viewer.
Minow says the FCC put rules in place that try to ensure that Americans had those choices. The theory was that more television station owners would make for more different kinds of programming, so several of those rules limited how many stations a single company could own. But television has changed.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. Good night.
Just before Walter Cronkite signed off from his last newscast, for example, Americans got a new source of information.
CNN, the most trusted name in news.
Michael Powell is the current chairman of the FCC. He says the old rules are a bad idea in the new market.
Almost every rule that's being considered here predates cable television, predates direct broadcast satellite television, predates the internet.
And over the past 7 years, the courts and Congress have asked the FCC to either justify the old rules or change them. The broadcast television networks want the rules scrapped. With the rise of cable and satellite and the internet and video games and DVDs, the networks attract a smaller proportion of TV viewers, so they can't charge advertisers as much as they used to. Meanwhile, it's costing them more to acquire the rights to sports events and to produce primetime shows.
NBC is paying $10 million a week for a half-hour sitcom, and yet delivering it to the public for free.
Martin Franks is executive vice president of CBS. With costs up and ratings down, he says the network business isn't all that profitable anymore.
For 16 years, only two networks have made money, I mean, each year. But at the network level, this year, two networks will make a profit, NBC and CBS. ABC and Fox are going to lose a ton of money at the network level.
The solution, Frank says, is to let the networks own more of the stations that carry their programs. While network profit margins average around 3%, local stations can earn profits of up to 60%. So Franks and other network executives have asked the FCC to loosen the limits on how many stations they can own and allow them to own about a third more than they can now. That way, Frank says, the networks could return to profitability and keep providing Americans with free television. But Wall Street analyst Tom Wolzien of investment firm Sanford Bernstein says the networks are telling only part of the story.
They're saying we're being hurt by cable, but they own a ton of cable networks that are doing the hurting.
In other words, Wolzien says CBS has lost viewers, but many of them have tuned into the network's corporate siblings. MTV, for instance, or BET, or Nickelodeon. Their parent company, Viacom, also owns 39 local, profitable television stations. Wolzien says the plea of poverty is more a matter of accounting. He also says that today's television industry is almost as consolidated as it was back when three networks were all that was on offer.
If you look at the Nielsen media ratings data for all of the networks owned by each of these individual companies, that's all the broadcast networks, cable networks, premium networks like HBO and Showtime, and add all those up, Viacom, Disney, AOL, Fox, and NBC account for 70% of the viewing at any given time in prime time. This was during April.
In other words, Wolzien says, where three companies once dominated TV, now there are five. Critics of deregulation have seized on that fact. They say it shows that too few companies have too much power over American TV. FCC Chairman Michael Powell says it does not bother him that television in the U.S. is controlled by just a handful of companies. Nor, he says, does it bother him that those firms say they're in the red.
Our industry is fascinating because it's filled with billion-dollar, self-interested, greedy companies. You know, and I don't listen very long to any company's pleas about its personal viability. So it isn't really about them, it's about consumers. And I think that the only way you should worry about the economics of free over-the-air television is whether it will affect the continued viability of that medium for consumers and for citizens.
Powell says he doesn't think big is necessarily bad. After all, he says, American television has always been dominated by big firms.
Name another democracy on this planet whose TV system you would substitute for ours. We are the envy of the world in our medium, in its depth, diversity, breadth, information sources. Indeed, most of our stuff is the source for the rest of the world.
Some opponents of Chairman Powell's plan say they agree. So they ask, why is it necessary to change the rules that made the medium what it is? Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.